to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. And verses 1 to 7. If somebody can read it for me. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Well, read the 10th verse also, please. 10 and 11.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Christmas is all about Jesus? Amen. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about the Christmas tree. It's not about the Christmas cake. It's not the duck roast that you had in the afternoon. Christmas is all about Jesus. Well, who knows when Jesus was born? He could be born in September. He could have been born in November. He could have been born in April. But the whole world believes that Jesus was born on December 25th. And so it is good. That's good for us. We believe Jesus was born historically. We believe Jesus was born biblically. The Son of God was born, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We are not worried about the day. We are glad about our Savior Jesus Christ, and we rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why was Jesus born? Why did Jesus come? Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. It says there, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Why did Jesus come? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. The first letter of Timothy, the first chapter, and verses 15 and 16, it says there, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Why did Jesus come? To save the sinner. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, when you study the Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter, it says there, "You shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." Aren't you glad? You can be his people, and he will save you from your sin. Praise the Lord. How many of God's people are in this house? How many of you are caught up in some kind of struggle, in some kind of sin, and you wish, you come to church, you read the Bible, all that, but tonight let me pray and let me speak the word over you. Let tonight be a night where you experience the saving power of Jesus Christ to break off all your addictions, all the chains of slavery that you had towards sin. Let it be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ, God's holy Son. Somebody say, "I'm glad he is my Savior." He will save his people from their sin. Are you glad? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are some of you struggling, unable to come out of your sin, Tonight the message is very simple. It's a Christmas message. It is the basic foundation of God's word. He came to save the sinner. Hallelujah. He's going to come out and save you. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. It says that Jesus came as a ransom for many. Look at somebody and say, Jesus came as a ransom for many. Jesus came as a ransom for many. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when the World War II was happening, a lot of American ships were lost in the Korean Peninsula. A lot of American ships drowned. I mean, they were destroyed. They went down. And so, when Bill Clinton was the president of America, he decided, they could see the ships really down under the sea. They decided they were going to bring out those ships. And they began to count the cost of having to bring the ships from under the sea that were destroyed. And after taking and counting the cost, they realized it's too expensive to bring them out. And so they abandoned the plan. And the ships stayed there under the water. But God didn't do that about you and me. Aren't you glad? He didn't say the price is too much. He didn't say it is too hard. They've sunk too much into bondage. They've gone so deep into sin. They're struggling down so much. I cannot pay a price anymore. God didn't say that. God gave us his only begotten son as a ransom for many. He paid the price through his blood and redeemed you and me and brought us out of a destructive pit. Hallelujah. And placed our feet on the rock. Hallelujah. He paid the price for you. Oh, somebody needs to rejoice. Somebody needs to rejoice. Somebody needs to rejoice. He didn't say the price is too much. This can't be done. The most powerful nation in the world said this can't be done. But aren't you glad when you read the Bible, the pages of the Bible, no matter how low you have gone down, no matter where you have fallen, it doesn't matter what the cost it seems like you will have to pay to come out. Let me tell you, Jesus came as a ransom for many. He shed his blood for you. And even tonight, the power of God's word is going to bring you out of the depths that you've sunk into and place your feet on a sure foundation of the rock that is Christ. Somebody say that it's for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. John chapter 3 verse 16. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came because God so loved the world. Did you get that? Why did Jesus come? Jesus came because God so loved the world. Write your name there. God so loved the world that God sent his son, Jesus. The simplicity of the gospel is the most effective. Sometimes you forget that God loves you. God loves me. You might not feel it, but you can look this Christmas evening into the scriptures, into the Bible, and realize the truth, eternal word of God, which says, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Praise be to the name of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Praise the Lord. Say, I believe in Jesus. He loved you and me. He gave his best. He gave his only son. Sometimes we give, but we don't know how to give. Sometimes you've seen, you know, we don't give it with love. We don't give it with a certain kind of excellency or generosity or whatever. We give. Once a parent took their children for a nice good meal. Went to a nice restaurant. So the father said, okay guys, order whatever you want. So the son looked at the menu and ordered, I'll have this chicken steak, I'll have this. The father said, you always choose that which is the most costly. Okay, bring him the chicken steak. See, the father gave his son a chicken steak and the boy ate it with tears. That one word. But that's not how God gave. God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and receive the love of Jesus into your hearts, the love of the Father into your heart. God so loved the world that he gave us his son. Generously. But Jesus did not hold back to the last drop of blood he shed on the cross. His last drop of blood he shed on the cross. He gave everything because he loved you. Are you with me? This Christmas message, anybody who's walked in here, anybody who's listening to us by radio or by the net, let me tell you, God loves you. He gave you Jesus, God's holy son. Why did Jesus come? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad tonight to know that you are on victorious ground? Somebody who's afraid of the devil, God wants you to know God will not give you into the hands of the devil. The devil will not win over your life. Are you with me? Somebody is fearless to banish because Jesus was manifested and Jesus destroyed the works of the enemy. He destroyed every work of the devil. The devil has got no power over you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're victorious through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was manifested and he destroyed the works of the devil. Look at somebody and say, the works of the devil is destroyed over your life. Say it with authority, say it with faith, say it with boldness. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus destroyed every work of the devil. He disarmed every principality and power and made a public spectacle of them. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus shed his blood. He crushed the head of the serpent. The devil has got no power over you. Look at somebody and say, the devil has got no power over me. The moment you say that, the devil will have to go. Are you with me? Amen. The fear of the devil has to go. The moment you say that, the moment the enemy realizes that you have a revelation from God's word, that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, the moment he knows that you know that Jesus shed his blood for you and set you free, then the bondage has to break. Immediately the bondage has to go. The grip of the enemy over your soul will leave you the moment you realize the truth of God's word. First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Why did Jesus come? Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. It says here, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received into glory. Jesus Christ came to tell you that he is God in the flesh. Jesus is who? Is God in the flesh. Jesus is who? He is God in the flesh. God incarnate. That's why death could not hold him. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Why did Jesus come? Matthew chapter 20, verses 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Jesus came to serve. Look at somebody and say, Jesus came to serve. He came to serve. മുതലാളി കളിക്കാൻ വന്നതല്ല, മലയാളത്തിൽ പറഞ്ഞു. The disciples were asking, who was the greatest among us? And Jesus said, listen guys, I've come to serve. I've come to serve. Jesus came to serve, not to lord it over, not to play the big boss. And if Jesus was an example for us, if he's our Lord, then let me tell you, one of the qualities you and me will have is the quality that we have a servant's heart. We will serve. We will be humble enough to say, let me serve, let me serve. Look at somebody and say, Jesus came to serve. Jesus came to serve. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus come? John chapter 19 verse 30. Jesus came to say these words. It is finished. Amen. Jesus came. He suffered, died on the cross, shed his blood, and said these words, it is finished. There doesn't need to be another sacrifice. You don't need to light another candle, or burn another incense, or break another coconut, or pour some more oil. I have done the work for you. The Father is pleased by my sacrifice. It is finished. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are looking for our own rituals and our own prayers and our own style to get reconciled to God. But let me tell you, Jesus on the cross has reconciled you and me to the Father through his blood. We have peace with God through his blood. Hallelujah. It is finished. There is no more sacrifice needed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody now and say, Happy Christmas. Well, don't say Xmas. X means we don't know who it is. X. X. Most people say Xmas. Only the business people know this word Xmas. Because that is where they sell Jesus. You know what I mean? Don't send an SMS saying Xmas, Happy Xmas. Say Christmas. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart, it's Christ, 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 Jesus Christ, Christmas. Hallelujah. It is all about Jesus Christ. It is all about Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. The only way of salvation. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, it is Christmas. It is about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the scripture that we read, 3 points just to say from that. Quick 3 points. Then you got to hear another preacher preach. There is somebody else, an international man of God, who's going to share the word today with us. 3 quick points from the scripture that we read. Mary gave birth to the baby in the manger, Christ, Jesus. The first point is, don't abort your baby. are some of you, God wants to birth something out through your life. And even into 2016, maybe it is writing a book, maybe it is writing songs or singing songs, maybe it is making a melody unto the Lord, maybe it is a creative idea, maybe it is even birthing out a house or a ministry, maybe even birthing out a vision. There are things which God has promised you through His scripture that you carried for a long time. Maybe your miracle, maybe your healing, maybe your blessing, you carried that for a long time, but looks like nothing is working. You want to birth this baby, but looks like the door is being closed. Mary and Joseph came at the time of delivery to that home, to that inn, and they closed the door and they said, we have no room for you. People might not make a room to birth the miracle that God has got for you. People might close the door on you, but let me tell you, hold on, hallelujah. God's word is true. That which He has placed in you, He will bring it out. You will give birth to that which God has put into your spirit. Most people give up on their dreams. Give up on their dreams. They give up on what they thought God would do to their lives. Some of you were on fire for Jesus at one time, saying, I want to live for you, Jesus. I want to die for you, Jesus. And somewhere you've lost the flame, because it looks like there are many doors closed, lot of struggles, lot of travel, you're weary, it's cold, it's dark, it looks like nobody's welcoming you, nobody's giving you space to grow. But let me tell you, hallelujah, there is a God in heaven, hallelujah, who watches over His word to fulfill it. And He's saying, don't abort the baby in the time of your darkness, in the time of your cold feelings, and the time when every door seems to be closed. Don't abort your baby, hold on, because that which I promise, I will bring it to pass. Somebody say, that is for me. Hallelujah. I won't give up on the dreams that God has placed in my life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God gave us a dream years back that God would open nations for us. And sometimes the journey is pretty long, but you don't give up on the dream. Sometimes the people that you expect to open up doors seems to close it, but you don't open, but you don't give up. You don't abort the dream or the baby in the womb. You keep on looking to Jesus and you keep on walking, because that which God has promised, He will bring it to pass. Are you with me? That which God has promised, He will bring it to pass. I don't know what He's put inside of you. As a matter of fact, Mary was in labor. She was in pain. And many a time, pain is a sign that your breakthrough is around the corner. Mary was in labor. She was in pain. Many a time when you go through pain, it could be a sign that your miracle is around the corner. Somewhere along that turn, hallelujah, past that closed door, hallelujah, there is a manger, hallelujah, where God's Son was born, hallelujah. And the same way, there is a manger that God has appointed for you to give birth. In your pain, let me tell you, hold on to the promise. Your family will be saved, your healing will come, your miracle will show up, your blessing will manifest. Don't give up in your pain, hold on, for God is faithful to His word. Lift your hand and say, shout forth the hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go through a lot of opposition, can you imagine that? Jesus Before he was born, he was on the hit list. Herod wanted to kill him. And it is true. Anybody who has got a God-given purpose in his life, you are on the hit list. And the enemy wants you to abort the baby. Give up on your dream. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The journey seems hard. But hold on. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. For your miracle will happen. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. There are wishes that God has given about this church. I remember when I stepped out for the Lord, we would meet up in the house, in my house, in the room, we would, about four of us would sit together and pray. And at that time, God gave some prophecies. God began to speak. The Holy Spirit would move. And I thought, Lord, you have spoken. Now great things are going to happen. But it looks like every door is closed. Nothing is happening outside. There are a lot of people who are with me who began to mock me, speak words of unbelief, reject, move away. God said, you keep the journey, son. You keep the journey. Don't abort your baby. Are you with me? All that God has promised, he will bring to pass. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Second thing that I wanted to understand from the scripture. Great things are always born small and outside the system. Great things are always born small. The Savior of the world, God's son. Can you imagine that? God's son, you would expect him to be born in the biggest palace on earth. God's son, you would expect him to be born in the biggest palace on earth. But the Savior, God in the flesh, Jesus, was born in a manger. A small little baby in swaddling clothes. But he's the Savior of the world. Can you imagine? When Mary and Joseph are carrying Jesus and running to Egypt, because of the fear of Herod, the angel came and said, take the baby and run. And if somebody were to stop them and ask, hello, who is this baby? He's the Savior of the world. What do you mean? Looks like he needs saving. Many a time, most people in the crisis of your life won't recognize the destiny that God has placed in you. That's the time you know who your real friends are and who your enemies are. But let me tell you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Great things come forth with small beginnings. He was the Savior of the world, hallelujah. He had a rough ride into Egypt, but let me tell you, hallelujah, he shed his blood and saved you and me, hallelujah. In the book of Zechariah 4, it says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. When circumstances should not intimidate you. As a matter of fact, the political leaders and the religious leaders tried to kill Jesus. Can you imagine that? Just not political leaders, religious leaders. The system of political system that was there and the religious system, he didn't fit into that frame. Are you with me? He was different. He's the Son of God. They closed the door on the inn. They just imagine that. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, he was outside the camp where he shed his blood on the cross. They shut the gate of Jerusalem against him. But on the cross, he went, bled, died for you and for me. Outside the system, outside the walls. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Great missionaries, great missions, great inventions, great, you know, ideas, all came out of outside systems most of the time. The third point, are you with me this evening? And never forget this. Everyone who follows you is sent for you. Everyone who follows you is sent for you. The wise men saw the star and came because they wanted to worship Jesus. Herod also wanted to come and worship Jesus. He said to the wise men, when you find him, let me know so I can also worship him. But Herod had a deceptive spirit. He wanted to destroy the child. As a pastor, I've learned one thing over 20. Now this, I think if my memory is right, this is going to be by God's grace, the 25th year that God has put me into ministry. This April would be the 25th year. I'll have to confirm it one more time. I asked my mother which was the exact date and she said it is 90, but I think it, I am not sure, 90 means it's already over, but 91 is what I think. And in the years I've seen, not everybody who comes into church comes in and says, hallelujah, praise the Lord, is for you. They have their own agendas, their own needs, their own things. Not everyone who follows you want to see you successful and blessed. A lot of people who look for you want to kill you. Herod was intimidated by a small child. This year the prayer is, Lord, give me people who will follow you and be a part of this church who are true, who will stand forth with you to fulfill the vision that God has placed upon the heart. Praise the Lord. And God's anointing and his power is falling upon many in this house. I go to the fourth one very fast. Keep your gifts that God has given you hidden or in prayer till it comes to pass. Mary and Joseph hid Jesus in Egypt. Joseph in the Old Testament went forth and opened his mouth and said, God showed me a dream. You know what? I'm going to be a great evangelist. The sun, moon, stars, everything is going to come and bow down. He opened his mouth and his brothers were envious. What happened if Joseph kept silence and waited for God to fulfill what God had spoken? But sometimes you feel that you need to tell a few people so you can make them envious or tell them how great a calling you have and why you know more and others don't know what you know. And you open your big mouth and you get into trouble. Look at somebody and say, shut up and pray. Look at that. Look at somebody and say, shut up and pray. Don't try to be impressive or show yourself as great. Are you with me? Learn to be still and know that He is God. Look at somebody and say, learn to be still and know that He is God. Many a time you get into trouble because you open your mouth too much. Learn to be still. Have you seen that sometimes you have to go for an important meeting and your heart is pounding like anything and you open your mouth and you say, oh boy, I'm so nervous. And you get into trouble for what the things that you say. Because there are people who take advantage of the things that you said. But if you can be quiet and be still and know that He is Lord, the power of God will come upon you. How many of you are understanding what I said? It could be anything. Know that He is Lord, be still and know that He is Lord. Just, okay. The last point. I mean, just imagine you say to somebody, you think that's your friend, and you tell somebody, I'm kind of confused. And that person goes about to 10 people and say, Pastor is very confused. And then another person, another pastor from another church will say, you're going to a church where the pastor is confused. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen this in ministry over years. So much so that I have to choose my words very carefully. If I tell somebody I'm sick, they will make me sick. Because even before my cells come to know the cell is sick, 100 people have known the information. Pastor is sick. You look for people whom you can trust. I mean, even sometimes, you know, just to share the vision that God has actually put in and to tell you what God wants to do, there are things that God has put in the spirit for the church, for your lives, which I want to share. And sometimes I have to be still and say, no, be still and know that He is Lord. The last point, always learn to lose what you have in worship. Always learn to lose what you have in worship. Don't come into the presence of God to impress God. Look at somebody and say, don't come to the presence of God to impress God. You look at the kings, they came to worship. They brought gold. Gold is symbolic of the fact that Jesus is a king. Divinity, gold. They brought frankincense. Frankincense was what was used in the incense. Only the priest could use it. And the kings are saying, listen, He's the high priest. Praise the Lord. He's the high priest. The kings are recognizing Him. They brought myrrh in worship. Myrrh is what was used on the body to embalm the body. When you want to mummify a body, you use myrrh. And that's the king saying, He will die for us. He will die for us. His death will profit us. His death will profit us. They worship. You remember the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. Joseph and Mary go into the temple to worship. And they lose Jesus. I mean, God trusted Joseph and Mary with Jesus. Mary was a responsible woman. Joseph was a responsible man. But the principle is, they were so caught up in worship, they learned to lose, because they knew they can never lose Jesus. You remember, Mary had this quality. You find that once Mary comes to the place where Jesus is preaching, and Jesus says, somebody came and said to Jesus, your mother is here. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? I mean, if you were Mary, you would have left the church. But Mary knew worship. She knew. Listen, this is what I've come to worship. I'm here to worship. In the cross, every one of the disciples run away except John, but Mary is there. She knows how to worship. Through the pain, she knows how to worship. I still remember my grandmother, when her eldest son, my uncle, died before her. My grandmother held her son and said, Jesus, you gave me him, I give him back to you. I give him back to you. In Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, on the day of Pentecost, Mary's there with the disciples to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, lost in worship. There is nothing, no pain, no struggle, nothing that should stop you from worshiping the Father in heaven, than worshiping and bowing down before Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the High Priest of our salvation. Praise the Lord, our strong tower, our Redeemer, the one who shed his blood for you. There is nothing that stops you from worshiping Jesus. Don't be so caught up in your ego, in the bigness of who you are. Some of you, when you had nothing, it was easy for you to worship. Now that you have something, you don't know how to lose that in the presence of God and say, Lord Jesus, you're more important to me than that. Look at Mary. She could have held the baby in the Jerusalem temple and said, worship is going on, let me hold the baby and sit here. The blessings that God has given you should not stop you from worshiping the one who gave you those blessings. Tonight, close your eyes. Your eyes. You heard the word of God. What have you brought for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords tonight? Are you so caught up in your own spirituality and in your own self, in your pain or discouragement or whatever, that you are unable to look to Jesus? Tonight, Would you bow down before the Lord? Would you lay your life before Jesus tonight? And give Him everything tonight. Say this from your heart, Jesus. Say this from your heart, Jesus.
Jesus,
you are the Son of God.
You're the Son of God.
And I believe you came onto this earth in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. You walked on this earth in the flesh, healing the sick, destroying the works of the devil, raising the dead. Jesus, I believe you suffered for me and you shed your blood for my sins. Cleanse me from all my sins. Forgive me for all my wrongs, for all my sins. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you rose again from the dead. You are the resurrection and the life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my Master. Save me from all my sins. Help me to know deep within that I am your child. Jesus, I believe you rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. You are seated at the right hand of God the Father. And Jesus Christ, you will come again in great glory. I give you my life. I give you my whole life. Everything that I have, all that I am, I give it to you. Help me to have a new start, a fresh beginning. Jesus, you are the Son of God. Live your life in me. I renounce Satan. I renounce all his works. I renounce sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And lift your hands and praise Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
We worship you. Give you glory.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.